There are many contenders.
What a performance by Fire Sauce.
Wait, hurry for the car. Hey.
No, don't sweat.
Sorry. But it can't always be this guy.
Really, it's a badge of honour, right?
Who will be...
Shut up!
Clown of the week.
Who's that? Is that me? That,
is that you trying to speak with a raspy voice?
Yeah. Was that,
oh
was
my
that
God.
Me? No.
I'm pretty sure.
Get me Maddie in here.
All right.
Maddie's done the highs and the lows this week.
Thank you, Maddie, for
being here. Hey, why don't we start Clown of the Week with a call? We've got John from Newcastle giving us a call. John,
hello, John.
Kick it off. Who do you think
James
we should clown?
The old mate that told ScoMo to get off his front lawn.
Yeah, the old mate.
ScoMo's throwing money around like the 10-armed bandit because he should get off his property.
He should have invited him in for a drink. It could have worked.
Can we remind everybody, this was the medium scrum. They were standing on his on his lawn.
Yeah, reseated.
And he was about to make a big policy announcement. Mm. He's a huge announcement.
And to do with home loans and things like that for renovations. Let's just have a listen, shall we, to what happened when our Prime Minister's standing on this man's lawn.
10,000 Australians.
Everyone get off the grass, please.
Sure. Let's just move back from there.
Hey, guys, I've just reseated that.
Yeah, please, off the thing.
Sorry, man.
It's all good. Thanks. And I was talking about the first home loan deposit team.
You know what? And I just say, I have to give kudos to ScoMo there for handling that very calmly. And with good humour.
Sorry, mate. I'm there.
Sorry, I'll get
compare that to, John, compare that to what's going on in with the leader in America who's just gassed the people standing on his front lawn.
Yep.
So we can go to church. Hey, good
Thank
on you, John.
Thank you very much for that.
Hey, John,
we will go to another call
John,
straight
John, do you like
away,
a beer? Do you like a beer?
Slab a brick my lane coming my way, Dave.
Oh, okay. Then, John.
You know the drill.
John's announced his own.
Got the credits away. Well done, buddy.
Good on you, John. Brick lane coming your way.
Hey, Mick, I want to go straight to another call.
Sure.
And I refuse to take this as a criticism, but James, go ahead.
Yeah, Jane, you're clown of the week, right?
Yeah, well said.
Okay. Now, better get your story straight here, mate. What?
Nah, look, honestly, Mick, your musical prowess
Thank you.
is absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
And it is the worst case of tall poppy syndrome.
Give me a break.
She's in a band called High Fidelity. And they did
highly strung.
Highly strung, and they weren't that good.
Mm.
And so she doesn't like seeing me break away from the pack.
Mm.
James, I'm clowning you.
Can we play, James, well done. Can we play a bit of the song so people know what we're talking about?
Okay, this is your cover of Puddle of Mudd's cover of Nirvana's original About a Girl. Mick Molloy.
Yes.
And Calvo.
I'm standing in your line. I do hope you have the time. I do pick a number two. I do keep a right with you.
Wow.
I'll take advantage while you hang me out to dry. Mm. But I can't see you every night. Mickey.
Some of those notes are hard to hear.
People.
Some of those notes you really got to climb into.
Yeah.
No. What do you mean?
Oh, look at that.
Some people said that you had a severe case you needed to have. Some tablets. You're a little strange.
Jane, you've just been clowned by James, by the way, and you're still at it.
Oh, well,
James, you can't talk any sense
water
into some
off
people.
A duck's back.
It's haters. I know how Taylor Swift feels. You know, everyone comes for her. Mm. Feel the same.
Well, you're in the draw for the tempered bear, by the way,
luck.
James.
Good on you, James.
It's happen this
you're
afternoon.
A good man. Mm. What else have we got? Oh, can I mention, we did ScoMo as Prime Minister. Can we do the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau?
Don't clown him.
Well, I don't want to clown him, but it's just so I can play the audio. Of him. Well, let's clown Trump and say
this. That's better.
Here's Justin Trudeau when asked a question about Trump that he really didn't want to answer. Have a listen to the length of the pause he takes, and we haven't touched this.
No.
And you can actually hear him umming and ahhing and shuffling around in the background. Have a listen.
You've been reluctant to comment on the words and actions of the U.S. president, but we do have Donald Trump now calling for military action against protesters. We saw protesters tear gas yesterday to make way for a presidential photo op. I'd like to ask you what you think about that. And if you don't want to comment, what message do you think you're sending?
We all watch in horror.
Wow. Ooh, wow, that's a guy. Yeah, speaks silence, speaks a thousand words.
That's in a hot seat. That's a guy on the square. And why don't we go to the last one? You had something you wanted to, you reckon I'm in trouble, Jane?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Look, I suggested that this might blow up in your face, and I don't like to be proven wrong.
This is in Gone Wild.
Or correct. But why, this has Gone Wild. I was talking about a happy story about dolphins bringing presents to a cafe that people used to go to because of COVID.
Story.
Really they
good.
Couldn't go. The dolphins go, what have we done wrong? Yeah. You suggested dolphins are good for sashimi.
I did. And then I said, there's another story about dogs that when we go, that right. there'll be an abundance of dogs. So and yes. I may have suggested that they could be taken out and dumped or put down.
And you don't
by a certain service. I think I said, was it Jim's?
I think you said Jim's mowing. Yeah, yeah. Now, that's very interesting that you said that.
And you attacked me.
Terrible thing to say. Oh,
well, I did.
You said it could blow up in my face, is the words
I
you
said
used.
It would happen. Mm. And can we just have a little listen? This was on our podcast of Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah.
And it goes straight to an ad break.
Yeah, here it is.
Let's have a listen. Take it back. You don't.
We
mean
know you
that.
Don't mean it.
I know you
Jim's
don't.
Put down. Jim's no. Jim's dumping service.
Don't associate Jim with your creepy idea.
Turn your microphone off. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Are you ready for a career change? How about a Jim's Mowing franchise? Right now, we're looking for new franchisees and we're guaranteed work.
Oh my God!
Now we need to point out those.
Thank
ads.
You. We have to say first of all. Thank you, Jim's Franchising.
Yeah. We do.
For advertising big with fans. Us. And Jim's Franchising is like, it's ubiquitous. Yeah.
He's
so
as big
things.
As it gets, but that's pretty. What were the chances of that happening? And they're picked randomly, though.
Yeah, so yeah, we don't even have any say random. Where they pop in.
You know what's good coverage for Jim? And a couple of good ideas.
No, they're not great ideas.
At their next boardroom meeting, they can kick those around. All I want is a little slice of the action, Jim.
Okay.
Can we get some more clowns?
We're going to do some more. 1-333-53, get involved.
Give us your calls.
Michael Gudinski, music mogul, is going to join us.
He wants to hurry up. As my phone is ringing.
From
I've had
record company.
Warner
Music.
Warner Music. Sony.
Billy McLeod's called.
Sony will be Dennis Handlin. I know. Still
I'll let
number.
You handle it with Michael. You can do your own negotiating. Yeah. I'm going to stay out of it because I don't think it's really going to come off.
Because he's signed some of the greatest Australian artists.
My issue with him, Michael, is you want like a 6-record deal or something. And I'm not prepared to do that.
Okay.
And can I have a little chunk alive? But
okay.
Not
the whole.
Not
okay.
Publishing.
Well, that's
what about,
the money is.
What about clips?
Oh, yeah.
Who are you going to get to film your video? Oh,
yeah. I'm probably going to do those on security footage. It's already in existence. Hey, we're in the clown of the week. I'd like to clown our last caller.
Oh,
you can't.
John?
No, John, in the last break, mate, it's my privilege to give away a case of Bricklade, occasionally the lager or the pale ale, which is very fine as well.
Beautiful.
But when you can't come up and award it to yourself and then tee up the deal with Dave. Have a listen. John, do you like a beer?
Slab of Bricklade coming my way, Dave.
Oh, okay, then, John.
You know the drill.
John's announced his own.
Got the credits away.
Mate. He's very cocky.
How does that happen?
Anyway, he's got it, hasn't he?
Well
done.
It could be slow.
I would like to clown someone that I was a fan of.
Who?
Goetta.
Oh, yeah.
Producer, musician, worldwide. He's probably almost a billionaire. I'm not kidding. This guy's super famous.
Biggest DJ
he's
in the world.
He's a DJ, right?
Yeah.
He's the biggest DJ in the world, but he releases records with other people, you know, Lady Gaga, et cetera, and Sia, all that. Okay. His part in acknowledging the horrendous occurrences during the week following the death of George Floyd. George Floyd. He put out a tribute.
Mm.
What he did, though, was he misguidedly, I think, as a white French man, standing on the rooftop of a luxury New York hotel, he did a bit of a disco number. And if you listen carefully, you'll hear who the tribute is to.
All right, David Guetta.
The world is going through difficult times. And America, too, actually. And I made a special record.
I have a dream.
Come on.
And if you see the clip, you've got to have a look because he gets down and funky with it too. Like he gets into his tunes and he starts, you know how the two-handed DJ sort of.
The sad thing is he meant that. His heart was in the right place.
He was trying to bring something to the table,
but misread the room.
Yes.
I would like to say.
Misread the room.
All right. Good call. Hey, let's go to our major story right now, which, Jane, you brought to the table earlier. It was a study done in the University of Tasmania regarding the kids today. Have a listen.
Mm.
University of Tasmania have described their findings as, quote, quite alarming. What they have found is in 1985, kids could jump as high as 1.5 metres. Now they can only jump 1.3 metres. This has all got to do with the fact kids aren't as fit anymore and they don't have as much muscle strength.
Bunch of little fatties.
Wow. Well, the tape measures are a little shonky.
What's happening is physicality is becoming less important and good dexterity on
screen time. On
screen time and your ability to identify.
Yeah.
This is incredible. Kids today, where's it going to end?
Mm. Well, this first came to my attention when I was at school in primary school with some of my guys and a pickup. There would be a big fig tree. And all the kids would start to climb it. No, you're not allowed to climb the tree. Occupational health and safety,
kidding.
Right?
Yeah.
So kids couldn't climb trees. Another thing to do with strength and muscles.
Well, I learned all my major lessons.
Me too, Tarzan.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, that hurt.
Yeah, so you can't do that. So we were thinking, what else?
What is it the kids can't do today that we used to do routinely?
Well, I mean.
Can I give you one?
Yeah.
I'll give you one.
Go ahead.
So have you seen these stupid trampolines? These stupid trampolines they've got these days.
Yes, they're
which
very
have now
safe,
got like
Nick.
A netting up around it.
Yes.
So little precious Timmy
couldn't fall
possibly fall off.
Mm.
Double bounce his mate. Or have any fun whatsoever.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That is off the chain.
Yeah.
When I was the same age as my boys now, I was at a party. I was at Astrid Julish's house.
Right.
I took her dog, which was a Newfoundland. Big dog.
I took it
and I dropped it off a first floor balcony onto the trampoline. It bounced off onto its feet, walked off a wheel.
Oh, my God.
That was a standing ovation.
Yeah, okay.
I did babysit children, and one of the children did get his scrotum caught in one of the springs.
That would really
hurt.
So
that's why they are dangerous. So unfortunately, they were very dangerous.
That's a learning experience.
So that's
what's he learned?
Well, what about me? I was smoking grade six. What's wrong with my children? Why can't you have a fag in grade six like me and my girlfriends? Whoop, light up. You know, what happened to the good old days?
Grade six,
okay,
a bit young.
Probably gone a bit far.
What about knock and run on a house?
Oh, we used to do that
get arrested.
All the time.
You will get arrested if you do that.
That's exactly
right. It's outrageous.
Right. Yeah. What about, here's something that happened to me the other day. With my boys, and I was down at my neighbour's house. We were down on the Mornington Peninsula. We're overlooking Bass Strait, 100 metres off the shore.
Very dramatic.
There is a rescue, the Westpac helicopter
is
doing circles.
Okay.
You're going, no, there's something going
Sun's
on.
Up.
You can hear it. The weather's coming down. I go, boys, come and have a look at this. Mm. To me, this would have been the biggest adventure of my childhood.
Of course.
So the guy's coming down on a winch.
Jeez.
Right? The guy's going up on the winch.
Great
the helicopter's there. We, me and my neighbour, we've got the binoculars out.
You
going, you have a look, you have a look.
This is amazing.
Turn around and go, what do you reckon, boys? And they're inside with a Fitbit trying to change a setting.
My God!
What is wrong with kids?
My
Unbelievable!
God.
That would have been the biggest story of my year.
You talk about
when
forever.
I was a kid.
Yeah,
I was at that Canberra Zoo. You know the one where the animals are so close.
You told me about
and
this.
We're
this
in,
is brilliant.
Yeah, we're in a hotel room. There's giraffes on the balcony that you can feed.
Yeah.
They literally have their head in a window.
Yes.
Come on, guys! Oh my God! It's two giraffes. Let's feed them. 3 minutes. That I turn around to get another carrot out. Next minute, they're back on a PlayStation.
Yeah.
A giraffe is at
There's
the
a
window.
With his head
it's a game
There's a giraffe with his head in the window. Oh,
this will never happen again in your lifetime.
That's right.
Go
on.
And look at the giraffe. 1-3-3-5-3. Kids today, come on. Let's get into the differences between now and then.
What you could do with
What
them.
Have you noticed?
Yeah.
Give us a bell.
Get involved and it might be you that walks away with a brand new $10,000 Temper mattress.
Today. It's going off. The Temper.
Ooh, yeah.
It's Kennedy Malloy.